Good afternoon with a look at Radio K-Man's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin. Schools back in session, and unless you want to get hit with a nasty speeding fine, the police service is telling you to slow down. Here's CIGTV's Takia Smith.
Police are warning drivers to put the phones away and slow down now that schools have reopened. More children are on the roads and school buses are back on daily routes. Distracted driving and speeding remain the biggest hazards. So far for this year, Cayman has averaged 70 collisions a week. More than 200 drivers have already been prosecuted for using mobile phones behind the wheel. Chief Inspector Dominion Maxwell of the traffic unit warns that 1 second looking at a phone can cause a tragedy, adding, "No notification is worth risking a child's life." Holding a phone while driving carries an automatic $150 fine, while speeding in an active school zone costs $40 for every mile over the 50 mile per hour limit. Drivers who double that face prosecution and the possible loss of their license. Officers will be out in force around schools, bus stops, and busy corridors to enforce speed limits and ensure drivers stop for buses in both directions.
In other local news,
this is our monthly night of creativity and community at Underground Sessions.
Host Kyle Matrix invites you to a special edition tonight.
This time around, we're going to have a celebration. We have Mr. Michael Wilkes as our featured artist, and it's also his birthday celebration.
Michael Wilkes is a seasoned musician with over 25 years of experience, and he performs across a spectrum of genres, ranging from jazz and funk to rock and blues. Tonight's jam session means the mic and floor are open, so if you're an artist or performer, or if you just like good music, creativity, and good vibes, this is the night for you. Doors open at 7 p.m. at the Prospect Playhouse, and for more information, head to cds.ky. In regional news, Jamaica's St. Catherine North Police Division has recorded its first murder-free calendar month in more than 2 years. Nationally, Jamaica logged 357 murders between January 1st and August 29th, compared with 461 for the same period last year, a 22.6% decline, according to the Jamaica Constabulary Force. Most divisions, including Westmoreland, Hanover, Trelawney, St. Anne, St. Mary, Kingston, Western, St. Andrew South, and both St. Catherine divisions reported reductions. Commanding Officer Senior Superintendent Hopton Nicholson says St. Catherine North's 42% drop marks the lowest murder figure since the division was established 30 years ago. In the Bahamas, a high court judge has ordered teachers back to the classroom after granting an interim injunction to the government against the Bahamas Educators Managerial Union. The order requires BEMU members employed by the Ministry of Education to return to their assigned workplaces and bars them from taking sick leave without a valid certificate. Justice Darren Ellis also prohibited union officials from encouraging or pressuring ministry staff to stay away from work. BEMU President Stephen McPhee says the union has been seeking a meeting with the government for 5 months over outstanding promotions dating back to 2018 and was told the earliest available date is September 14th. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The heads of NATO and the European Commission have warned that Russia is growing increasingly reckless after Germany blamed Moscow for an attempted drone attack on Leipzig airport. The Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, said the incident was a new escalation on EU soil. The US and Iran have carried out their biggest exchange of attacks since July. Iran says it struck American targets across the Middle East. The US Energy Secretary says Venezuela will more than double oil production within the decade. Chris Wright is about to sign an agreement giving a US-backed company rights over about a fifth of Venezuela's oil reserves. The U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has urged international partners to end what he called business as usual with Nicaragua. His comments come a day after Parliament in Nicaragua voted for constitutional changes, which strengthen the position of the President, Daniel Ortega. An international team of scientists say they may be one step closer to discovering dark matter. They say a single particle collision they witnessed in an underground facility could possibly be the first compelling hint of a dark matter interaction. Police in Vietnam have arrested a deputy health minister on suspicion of accepting bribes. They are investigating alleged accounting violations involving a medical equipment company.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.